This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Brazilian airliner says one of its passenger planes with 61 people aboard has crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing all who were aboard. The airline earlier had reported that 62 people were aboard the flight that crashed in Veneto, about 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo, but later updated the number to 61. The company regrets to inform that all 61 people on board flight 2283 died at the site, Vopas said in a statement. At this time, Vopas is prioritizing provision of unrestricted assistance to the victims' families and effectively collaborating with authorities to determine the causes of the accident. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Israeli troops have launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, triggering another exodus of Palestinians. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives, and believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. Mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15th talks called by the mediators. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA News.